Welcome to episode 13 of Waking Up with Spirit. In this podcast, I'd like to cover forgiveness and self-forgiveness. While this may seem like a very difficult task, it is important to our emotional and physical health that we include forgiveness in our daily lives. While sometimes there are things that happen that are almost too much to be able to bear, that someone has hurt us or abused us, has wrongfully accused us, and you think, how am I possibly going to forgive this person or these people? But in order for you to remain balanced and healthy emotionally and physically, you must work on the act of forgiveness. Now, forgiving doesn't mean forgetting. Obviously, we understand that you will never forget what has happened, but that's okay. It has made you who you are today. Forgiving them and forgiving yourself is beneficial to you. There is an incident that happened in my life where my ex-husband hired hitmen to kill me and my new husband. I didn't find this out until my new baby was 3 months old, and at midnight, three undercover officers appeared at my door. While all the details are not important, it is necessary to tell you that it was very graphic in the description of how he wanted me murdered, and how he wanted the murder to be blamed on my new husband, and then him to be killed as well, in a suspected suicide. This husband, at the time, was verbally abusive to me, which is the reason that I left him and began divorce. He never stopped with the verbal abuse, even after, and then it escalated into physical abuse, but not by his own hand. Why I'm telling you this is I have forgiven him, forgiven his anger and his hatred toward me. How can I do this? This man tried to kill me twice with two separate hitmen. He was carrying a loaded firearm in his car when he was pulled over and headed toward my house. The reason I can forgive him is because he's human. And humans can make bad choices. It depends on how they were brought up, maybe some events that they've went through in their lifetime that led them to this warped sense of reality. I understand that somewhere deep inside him, his soul is still good. His decisions are poor, but he's still a spiritual being. I forgive him of his humanness, and I send him love every day that he sits in that prison. Do I forget? Absolutely not. But do I have malice and anger toward him? No, I do not. For a long time, it was hard for me to look at our son, the son we have together. That son is the image of his father. I had to let go of the fear, the imminent fear, the anger, the frustration, the revenge, for the sake of my son. How could I look into my son's eyes without seeing this man? I couldn't. When I began to forgive him and understand that he is human, making poor choices in this world, then I began to love my son and myself even more. So how do we embark on this road of forgiveness? It's not easy. It takes a lot of practice. And it takes mindfulness, paying attention to your thoughts. Whenever you get an angry feeling about someone or something, breathe. Breathe through it. Release it. Instead of keeping up with the angry thought process, change it to positive. Forgiving him was the most difficult thing I've ever done. I've given birth, I've died and come back, for forgiving someone that wanted me dead, for the sake of having his son in his full custody, hurt me, angered me, and scared me. But I knew I had to do this. And I began, simply, with saying the words, "I forgive you." At first, I didn't believe in them. At first, I was just saying the words. And eventually, the more I thought about it, the easier it became. He was a good man when I met him. I did fall in love with him. He was really great with our son. He made me laugh. He protected me. These are all the good things that I remember about this person, and I focused on them instead. I'm going to start a short meditation to help you to forgive, whether it be yourself or another person. I want you to take in a deep breath, hold it, and release slowly through your mouth. And then again, in through your nose, a deep breath, filling your lungs, and release slowly through your mouth. I want you to drop your shoulders, relax those shoulders. I want you to relax your chest muscles, your stomach. With each deep breath in, feel the tension building up. And then with each breath out, releasing all of that tension, all of that pressure, all of those negative thoughts. And breathe in one more time, filling your lungs deeply, deeply. And release. Breathe out. Good. Now I want you to imagine that you are floating above your body. You can see yourself in the chair that you're sitting in or in the bed that you're lying on. See yourself and look deeply. See your hair, your eyes, the slow rhythmic breathing of your chest. I want you to focus on what you like about this image. Do not let any negative thoughts about this body enter into your mind. If they do, change them. I love the color of my hair. I love how it sort of curls around my face. I love the shape of my lips. I love how relaxed I look right now, so peaceful. I love the look of my hips. I know that these hips have given me two beautiful children. I love my legs. My legs can walk, can run, can jump. I love that I am mobile. Keep focusing on the positive aspects that you see with your body. Then I want you to focus on your spirit. What things do you love about your spirit? I have a gentle heart. I am kind to people and animals. I love to help people. No problem's too big. I can always lend a hand. I am always there for my friends when they need help and support. Find the things that you like about your spirit. Say them to yourself now. Good. Now I want you to focus on a person or people that have harmed you abused you, neglected you, or caused you pain. I want you to see them below you instead of your own body now. There will be a welling up of emotions when you bring these images forward. Breathe through them. Relax. Remember the positive things that you've just said about yourself, the things that you love about you. And I want you to focus on these people or this person and find those positive things about this individual or these groups of people. I will use my ex like I did earlier. He had a great smile. He had a hearty laugh. He made me feel safe. He was a good father. He was kind to animals. When he loved fully. Now you focus on the positives of these people right now. When you're finished, I need you to say, I forgive you. You might not mean it right now, but if you keep doing this exercise and listening through this meditation, you will begin to understand that it is important that you do forgive. You may not ever forget, but you can forgive their humanness and understand that they too are going through life's lessons. We all make choices every single day. Some are good and some are not so good. But we need to stay focused on bringing in the more positive things in our life by releasing this person, you release yourself. I'm going to count backward from 5 to 1. And during this counting, you'll wake up feeling refreshed, at peace, and relieved of a burden that you've been carrying. 5, 4, feeling yourself come awake, feeling the feet, your knees, your torso. 3, 2, feeling your hands begin to move now, opening your eyes, and 1, you are fully awake, rested, relaxed, and happy. Thank you for joining me today in our forgiveness podcast. You can reach me at www.mediumlauraevans.com, and you can visit my blog at mediumlaura.com. I always welcome your suggestions and comments, and you can email me at laura@mediumlauraevans.com. And as always, may the spirits continue to guide, direct, and protect you.